Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than you.
There are not many things we can do for God. Please listen to me. You see, at my age, and by the grace of God at whatever place I am now, there may be some things you can do for me. Which will make me very grateful.
Yes.
But where God is, and at his level, there are not many things you can do for him. What will you give him? He asked the children of Israel one day. The sacrifice you are bringing, they are for me. The cattle is for me. And then the silver is for me. The gold. So what are you bringing to him? You see, the thing you can bring to God that will touch his heart is that you can talk to a soul about what Jesus came to do for that person. And if you talk to that soul and that soul decides that because of you talking to him, he's going to serve God for the rest of his life. That is the greatest thing you can do for God. And even God in heaven will look at what you have done and will say thank you. Do you understand what I've just said? I could have stopped here because this is a full message.
Yes.
Because you see, there are some people, I remember I saw a prophet on TV talking. Prophet Gilbert Angel. And he was talking about something. And then he said, he's not looking for your money. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your favor. He doesn't need anything from you. And at a point in life, you can come to a point by the grace of God, you can say, I don't need anything. Do you understand?
Yes.
So when you look at God, he doesn't need anything from us. What does he need from you? What will you give him that he does not have? Actually, they are not. In fact, there is actually nothing you can give to God. That God will say, hey, I was hungry. And you brought me cake. Kinky and Pepe, you brought it to God. But when you bring him a soul, when you share the word of God with a soul, you see, to you it may look insignificant. To God, that is the greatest thing you can do. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is the greatest thing you can do. And you have gone to touch a soul. It is surprising. When we're having the girl talk, I've been hearing all the information.
We're on the ground.
Go. 11-year-old girl has given birth. 11. 1, 2, 3, 4. 11. When I was 11, I was going to Form 1 secondary school. But this one is 11, she has given birth. So you can imagine what goes on in the community. Then you,
now
you will leave your comfort zone, come and share the gospel with this girl, and you think God will look at you and leave you to go like that? There is some favor coming upon your life. There is some grace coming upon your life. There is some blessing coming upon your life because you share the gospel with somebody. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A man of God sang a song some time ago. His song was very, he said, thank you for giving to the Lord. And he was saying in the song that one day we will get to heaven. And when we get there, we will see people who will say, you, it is because of you I came here. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you that you didn't leave me. Thank you that day for missions you didn't sleep in your bed. You left your bed in the cold. And you still came to share the word of God with us. Thank you. You could have gone anywhere, but you decided to come to mission ground. There is a soul you will meet one day who will say thank you. Praise God. I said, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this thing we are doing is not because we don't have anything to do. It's not because we are bored and we just feel like going on an excursion. Missions is not excursion. Praise God. When we are going for inspection, there are better places to go to.
Yeah,
so we don't go on mission because we don't have anything to do. We want to spend some money.
No.
It is the doing of the Lord. It is God's work. It's a command from God. He has commanded us to go. And that is why we have gone. And on God's behalf, I want to say thank you to your church. Praise God.
Sorry, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We have this morning a few minutes to share very important things with us. And I've started sharing them already. And I'm going to trust God for grace to do it in the time appointed. John chapter 4 and verse 34 to 38. The topic for the message this morning is how to finish the work of God. How to finish
the work of God.
And our opening and theme scripture is John chapter 4, verse 34-38. John 4:34-38. Jesus saith unto them, are you following? My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Let's all say it. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to what? And to finish his work. That is what Jesus said. He said, my meat. Because the disciples had gone to buy food in town. When they left, that's when Jesus started speaking to the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. By the time they came, he has finished his evangelism. He was waiting for the fruit of his evangelism. The woman had now gone into town to bring the whole town. And when they came, so master, eat. He said,
oh, so ready.
I finished eating already. He said, has somebody brought you food? My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish. The finish is very important. You see, if you start a race and you don't finish, you are like those who didn't start. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's why Jesus said, my meat is to do the will and to finish his work. Let's continue. Say not ye, they are yet 4 months. And then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Look on the fields. They are already white to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages. And gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and you are entered into their labors. Somebody say an
amen.
So I'm sharing briefly on the topic how to finish the work of God.
Because
going out for missions is to do the will of the Lord. But after we have done the will of the Lord, we need to finish his work. And so there are three important things I want to share with us this morning. And I want you to take note of them. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And the first one, let me read a scripture to you to help you to understand the first one I come to talk about. Acts chapter 15 and verse 36. Let's do it quickly. Acts 15:36. And the Bible says, and some days after, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have already preached the word of God and see how they do. Paul and Barnabas, in Acts chapter 13, they went to various places to preach. Preach in various communities. When they finished preaching, they traveled back to where they came from. But after some time, Paul said, it is important that we should go back. Tell somebody it's important to go back. When you preach to somebody, that is not all. It is important to go back to the person you preach to. To see how that person is faring. To see how that person is doing. You don't just say, oh, I've preached the word. Finished. Baba, you can go meet we preach, we go back. Tell somebody, go back. We need to go back to go and see. Paul told Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Even those who do politics, they do follow up. That is why in church, church is where we must do follow-up. The first thing we need to do in order to finish the work is that we need people to volunteer. Pastor, from now on,
if we not record,
because every week there is a team that leaves here and goes to the communities we went to. What are we going to do? We are going to visit our brethren in every community where we have preached the word of the Lord to see how they do. That's what we are going to do. Praise God. So we will go to Atobrakrum to see the people we preach to and see how they do. We'll go to Praniase. We'll go to
Abom.
We'll go to Nehini. We'll go to Camp. We'll go to
Semenshia.
We'll go to Chapias. Because we have preached the gospel now in how many six? All of them. And every week we'll be doing week after week we are doing that. And I'm telling you, how do we finish the work of God? You and I must volunteer. You see, the volunteering is once a month. It's not every day. It's once a month, one Sunday.
That
you can also volunteer. Let me go and join them and see. I mean, what is happening there? I remember I spoke to somebody called James. I personally spoke to somebody called Enoch. I personally spoke to some other people in a
poultry farm
at camp.
Camp.
About six people. I shared the gospel with them personally. I want to go back and see how are they faring. It is biblical to go back. I said it is biblical to go back. It is biblical to follow up. It is biblical to find out how are they faring. What is happening to them? Are they still standing? That is how to finish the work of God. Jesus said,
yes, Christ,
my mission is to do the will of God. And also to do what? You must finish it. Because if you don't do follow up, you
are
not finished. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you here?
Uh-huh.
Yes. You have to be here. Whether you went for missions or not, you can join the people who are going on. For you volunteer.
Amen.
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 Acts 14:21 and 22. Acts chapter 14. Quickly, please. Acts 14:21 and 22. It says 21. And when they had preached the gospel in that city, and had taught many, they returned again. To Lystra, to Iconium, and Antioch. What did they return to do? Verse 22. To confirm the souls of the
Christians.
Confirmation. They didn't ask them to wear white and come and sit down and cook jollof. No. That's not confirmation.
They let them
to sit.
Are you still serving God?
Do you still have contact with Jesus? They went there to confirm the souls of the disciples. They need confirmation, but not the one that some of us do. So when we volunteer, that is the way we finish the way. We go to confirm the souls of the disciples and exhorting them.
To continue in the faith,
and that we must through much tribulation
enter
into the kingdom of
God.
Can you see what they were teaching them? They said, "These people, we are going back."
Yes,
not to look at their faces, to confirm their souls and to encourage them, exhort them.
That
you continue in the faith. You will have challenges. You will have difficulties, but don't let the difficulties worry you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the difficulties worry you. When you decide to serve the Lord, there will be many challenges. There will be many difficulties. Forget about it and move on. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
People may not like you. Somebody may like you.
It doesn't matter.
Continue serving the Lord. So that is why we must volunteer. Because we need to exhort them to continue. Are you here, somebody? We need to exhort them. Continue. Don't stop. Continue. No matter what difficulties you have, continue. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There are some people, the way they were brought up. One lady told me, her own mother encouraged her to sleep with men.
The mother didn't have money.
So some grown man,
Papa,
he's even older than a mother, will come to the house, give them some small things.
Say,
my daughter, follow him. Anything he says you should do. Because she thought that was the way to. So when you see such a person, when she gives her life to Christ, the next time they say follow him, say, I'm now a child of God. I'm born again. I can't be sleeping about
anyhow.
Yes. They say, hey,
or so I will eject you from this house.
Do you know how I get money to
or
eat?
Soon him first doing
these are the things I do.
When am I also there be
with all due respect? I cannot do that. You will go through many tribulations, but you must still continue in the faith. Tell somebody, continue. Don't give up. No matter what difficulties, if you stand, God will raise somebody who will take care of you without taking advantage of your body. I thought that would be a good place to shout an amen.
Amen.
So the first way to finish the work of God is to do follow-up. The second way to finish the work of God is to support. Missions need support. Listen. Accra has to folk, they have board of directors. In addition, they have supporters union. Kumasi Asante Kotoko. They have board of directors. They have supporters union. Somebody said, what do these people do? They support the team. What does the team do? The team plays football. It has no eternal significance. In fact, I don't even know whether it has any earthly significance apart from keeping you fit. Football has no eternal significance. But you see, all these teams have supporters. Those who must do the work, we also need supporters. The work of God needs supporters. Some of you are not even understanding what I'm talking about. The word of God, we need supporters. We need people who stand and say, missions. I'm supporting missions. And you don't support with your mouth alone. You support with funds. Every week, there's an amount of money we use to put fuel in the car, to buy snacks for those who are going, so that they can go and visit all the... Previously, we were going to 5 communities. Now, we'll be going to 7 communities. And every week,
now what should be
we send them. And you can't send them and say,
the Lord go with you.
Birthday to those, stop going.
Once over Jacob.
But we send them with cars.
So they be all the ashena.
We put some snacks inside. While they are preaching. You can't say he's preaching. They should fast and be preaching. It's not easy. They go every weekend.
Now what should be?
So if we want to finish the work like Jesus said, then we need to support
missions. Say a territory,
your 100 cities, your 500 cities, your 1,000, your 5,000, your 10,000. It will go a long way to support missions and to help us to finish the work. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Yes. So the second thing we need to finish the work.
2
Corinthians chapter 8. Verse 3 to 5. Please give me NLT version. NLT. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. The verse 3 to the verse 5. A lot of people don't understand support. A lot of Christians don't understand support. There are many things that need support in Christian Sometimes the devil intentionally makes people not want to support the work. Because he knows that if the work is not supported, the work will die. When the work dies, it means we can't send people out there. When we don't send people out there, it means the people there will not continue in the faith, which means that they will die in their Christian faith. You see, it's like a baby who is born and then you have left the baby. You are a human being. Look for food to eat. Then you leave the baby and you go out. Do you think any sensible man can
do
that? So the work of God needs support. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That's why we Christians, we support our work. That's why God will bless us so that we can support our own work. That's why God is blessing you so that you can support our work. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When the Lord gives you 5,000 cities, probably he has in mind that 500 of it will go and support the work of God. 500 will go to radio. 500 will go to missions. So this is what Paul says about this church. He said, these are some people, they were poor. He said, for I testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but they gave far more. And they did it of their own free will. They begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gifts for the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we had hoped. For their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us.
Now what do you want?
Just as God wanted them to.
So,
he was talking about the brethren in Macedonia.
And
he was talking about how they supported the work of God. They supported the church. And he said, the people, look, I've come to realize. Listen. Please look at me. Listen. I've come to realize. Look, the people who support the work of God in America. It's not rich people. It's not rich people who support God. So, on the Obi.
So, he has enough. So, if he gives, so we don't have anything. How
he
can
said
we support?
These people were poor. They even gave more than what they could afford. Do you know what makes people give? When they see that what they are giving is a worthy cause, it will have eternal benefits. It will affect the lives of people. And even when the person has only 10 cities, he can give 5 cities. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are you here this morning? Or you have gone home? I trust you are here. Praise God. The third thing. Also very important. We need to pray for our mission churches. Look at the people in the places where we share the gospel. Very few churches. But we went and we shared the word of God with people. But after we share the word, it's important that we must pray for them. Pray for them. In Ephesians 1:15 and 16. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 15 and 16. Philippians chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. Colossians chapter 1, verse 7 to 10. Let's take Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1:15. Paul says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in what? Prayers. Is that Ephesians, the church? You see, you can't go and preach there and then go back and you have forgotten about the people. You preach to somebody now to black room. Now, every morning, every evening, those people must be on your lips in prayer. We have to pray for them.
I'll see about prayer, man.
You say, oh, but we are finished preaching. Why should we pray?
Oh, yeah, can't
say we didn't. You know the number of people who are praying for you and who are praying for you, which is why you are even standing. Maybe you are standing in Christ, not yet standing. These people who have prayed for you, if you don't pray for people, they can't stand. Because sometimes the temptations are so. Paul said, I'm praying for you. When you read Philippians 1. I am praying for you. For Philippians 1:8-10. For God is my record. It means God is his witness. Yes. How greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Christ.
He said, and I pray. This I pray that your love me
abounds.
Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Lift those head singers and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.
We can't deliver you.